Good morning, everyone. First of all, I would like to express my sincere thanks to the University of Nebraska at Lincoln, who has invited me to come to this conference to present the progress of our collaborative research in Indonesia on the mapping of yield gaps for rice and maize. Why this research is very important for us? We are the world's fourth most populous country in the world, and the population is still rapidly increases, and it can easily reach 3,020 million in 2050. The government aims at self-sufficiency of food and also have an objective of exporting some surplus. We have about 8 million hectares of rice field currently, and it is under the threat of conversion to other uses. And also, the climate change has been affecting the yield. Agriculture expands, but not for the food crops. Rather, it is for plantation crops such as palm oil. We also have to protect the remaining forests of about 50% of our land area for securing the environmental quality. So the definition of the yield potential is the yield of the most important, the main cultivars in the area as affected by the environmental climate and the soil. So the main environmental, the climatic properties which are important here is the solar radiation, maximum temperature, rainfall, and also the soil properties plays a very important role. And the yield potential is the yield under non-limiting nutrients and in the balanced nutrient condition, and also with relatively free pest and diseases infestation. While the farm yield is similar to the potential yield, but it is affected by the poor fertility management and also the effect of insects, weeds, and diseases problems. And the yield gap is the difference of both, and the level of the yield gap determine or give us the idea of how much improvement in the yield that we can reach. The protocol is we determine the climatic zones, and then we also delineate the crop specific harvested area, and then we determine the representative feeder station with long-term data. Usually we collect data which has 15 years duration in general. And we also have the information of the soil type and soil properties as well as the cropping systems. And from this information, we model it to determine the potential yield and compare it with the average farmer's yield. And then we will be able to map out the yield gap. So we will determine the areas with the narrow and the wide yield gap. So for rice, irrigated rice in Indonesia, we have around 5 to 6 million hectares of the area, mostly in Java Island. And from there, we select the weather stations, which is representing each of these central production area. And we connect it with the climatic zones, but this is the global scale. So in order to have the idea of the Indonesian climatic zone, we use the 15 years data from each of these weather stations. And we have the area of data collection, or the study area of around 100 kilometers radius from the weather station. But in some of the important areas, the weather stations are very close to each other, so that we don't have to go so far from the weather station in order to determine the weather properties. For maize, we have around 28 sites, and this covers around 90% of the area of production, while for rice, we cover almost all of the area, almost 100%. And from the online data of the Agency of Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics of Indonesia, we have the long-term measured data. However, 8 of the buffer or the study area doesn't have the long-term data, for which we generate the data from NASA Power. On all of these weather data were screened for erroneous and missing values, and we corrected it using the state-of-the-art quality control protocol. And soil properties were collected from our agency database, and the actual average yield at the regency were collected from the provincial and the regency statistics. So you see how complex is the system. This is just in two provinces, Central Java and a small province of Yogyakarta. And we have about 15 cropping patterns. Under sufficient water availability, there is tendency to grow rice. However, if it is if water is limiting, people will use maize. So this light area is the rain-fed area, and this is the irrigated area. And maize is usually under the rain-fed condition, although they are in the irrigated area. So these are the other data that we collected for. So for each of these cropping pattern, we determine the sowing windows or the sowing date, the transplanting date. So this is the typical practice. This is not direct seeding. And the flowering window, the maturity window, the dominant varieties, plant density and the soil type, soil properties and rooting depth, and the slope. And we also have a rough estimate of the percentage of the pattern under the soil type. And the modeling was conducted using the hybrid maize model, and for maize, and for rice is Horiza 2000. This has been calibrated and updated from time to time. So this is the example of the validation. You see the closeness of the simulated yield with the observed yield. And of course, the yield from the irrigated is normally much higher. So this is the global data, and this is going to be adapted for Indonesian condition. Well, this one is for rice from China, which also shows a good closeness of the measure and simulated yield. So the interim result for this study is that for rice, the yield potential range from 8 to 14 tons per hectare per year, and the country average is about 9.7 tons. While we have the opportunity to increase the yield of about 38% or equivalent to 3.7 tons. And what you see here is the area in which there are higher potential for yield increase because of the high or wide yield gap, while this green area is very close, very narrow yield gap. The same thing for maize, but the yield gap is relatively larger for maize than it is for rice. So in conclusion, with a relatively small number of sites, we can cover almost 90% of the main production area of maize and rice. Our protocol was robust at portraying the actual crop system context involving different types of ecosystem, water regimes, and crop sequences and intensities. The opportunity to increase the yield of maize is relatively higher than it is for rice. But even for rice, we still have lots of opportunities in some areas because of the variation of the yield gap. And this yield gap atlas is very important to determine where we can intensify, where we can prioritize the intensification of our system. And it also helps us in studying the reasons for the yield gap and for developing the future strategy for improving the yield and narrowing the yield gap. So that's all my presentation. Thank you.
We have a few minutes for questions.
Do you find a difference in yield potential between crop rotation, rice following maize, or the number of years, the number of crops per year? The 14 ton is really high. I'm just wondering, do those 14 ton yield potentials fall in a particular type of rotation or sequence?
First of all, if you have enough water, there is a tendency that during the dry season, your yield will be higher. And the variation of the yield gap is determined more by the practice of the local area. And there are intensive areas with advanced practice so that they have a good yield compared to the yield potential. Yeah, that's the study that we are going to conduct in the second year, but our hypothesis is the fertilization practices. So there are areas with too much or too little or imbalanced fertilization. And secondly, that could be the time of planting. In some area, the plant a little too early or a little too late. And of course, the control of pests and diseases and weeds.
So we have another minute. There's one more question. I think it's a great example of international collaboration between what you're doing there and the University of Boston.
Thank you.
Okay, I do want to indicate for any of you who have CEUs that you want to get for your approved, that we do have a sheet for that, and I'm just going to leave it up here on the table. My guess is it's not a lot of you, but there could be. And so will you make sure that you come up here and sign that before you leave if you're here for this session. Our next speaker will be Andrew Bacom. Am I saying that right? Close?
That's okay.
Okay, tell me what it is then.
Bacom.
Oh, I was close.